A room in Draper Hall at the Downtown University at Albany campus has been transformed into a competitive video gaming arena. For years, playing video games on campus meant a quick game of Madden between lectures. Now it has become a serious and sanctioned pursuit. UAlbany's eSports Arena features 6 Nintendo Switch consoles and a dozen high-performance Alienware computers, each equipped with an Alienware Pro gaming keyboard, Xbox One controller, and Turtle Beach Atlas One gaming headset. eSports has morphed into a global phenomenon and a billion-dollar industry. Head coach/director Michael Lazinski says UAlbany eSports recruited 75 students in 2 weeks after launching in the spring.
We're one of the biggest teams in the ECAC Athletic Conference, and we're one of 2 teams running a team in every single one of the 8 games that the conference offers. All of our teams are co-ed, and we actually have a team this year that's 7-0 and undefeated in the game Overwatch. Overwatch is a game that a few months ago sold out the stadium in Philadelphia where the 76ers play basketball. Esports sells out stadiums throughout the world, and more people watch the League of Legends finals than watch the Super Bowl. So the numbers of participants, the size of the industry, everything about esports is growing very quickly, and we're thrilled to offer our students at the University of Albany the opportunity to compete in a professional structure and a professional league.
More than 50 ECAC esports member schools field over 200 teams, with most of the competition conducted online. Players practice several hours a week. UAlbany junior Juliet Hahn has played since childhood and says esports transformed her college experience.
I play a role called support in all the games I play. Basically, what I have to do is watch my teammates and take care of them. Obviously, they can take care of themselves, but also I spend a lot of time making sure everyone's doing okay, because if, you know, no one's doing okay, then no one's having a good time.
UAlbany president Javi Don Rodriguez took interest in esports as a tool to engage students and foster camaraderie.
My son works in IT, and he is engaged in these types of sports, and so I called him up, or actually texted him, and we sort of chatted about this initiative and the computer programming, the computers that are here, and he was super excited about it. So he said, "This is a great thing, Dad. This is amazing." And so when he said that, I became even more excited. This will be something that 20 years, 30 years down the road, they're going to remember and they're going to appreciate. This is a transformational experience for our students. This is what universities are all about.
Rodriguez notes the UAlbany team includes students across a variety of majors, backgrounds, and class years. Jose Navoa Lucas, a senior at the College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity, describes the ultra-realistic soccer simulation video game FIFA 20.
Anything that the real-life soccer player will do, you control it to the full capacity. Back when I was younger playing FIFA on like the GameCube, like you could barely make out the people's faces. Now the technology has gotten to the point that the players look so real when you're playing it.
There's more, including video of Lucas playing FIFA 20 at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.